Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show. Our website is jrdonline.com. Our email is jeff.roni@gmail.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call us at 714-929-7857. We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. So stay connected to us and on with the show. Hey, everybody. We're going to do a very different show, and I just want to tell you from the outset, even though I'm a Christian, there's other Christian shows that I listen to that just infuriate me to the point where I have to turn it off and walk away. And to be really frank and honest, Red Ship Podcast is one of those shows, and I've asked other people who I feel the same way about their show, and they're afraid to come on. It's my opinion. They're afraid to come on the show and discuss things. So, but that's not the case with the host of the Red Ship Podcast, Aether Swift. Can you change your name? I want to take a little collection, like Connie, Kathy, I don't know, Tina. There's a lot of great names out there. Aether Swift and Kidge, and they were gracious, just so cool to come on the show to discuss things with an old codger like me. And so anyway, I just want to thank them for being so kind to come on the show and not get upset and not run off. And you know, that's been my experience, is when you really kind of talk to people who you really have a deep agreement with, as far as beliefs go, when you start to, you know, kind of point out certain things, they say, well, are you questioning my da da da? And they shut you down and they walk away. And, you know, that's really not the way life is supposed to be. So, but anyway, like I said, the hosts of the Red Ship Podcast, Aether Swift and Kidge, are not that way. They're very cool, very gracious. And, you know, we had some sensitive discussions here and there about certain things and certain things political and all that. So without any further ado, here we go. Part one of the interview with Aether Swift and Kidge, the host of the Red Ship Podcast. Here we go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen and dogs, if you have a computer, this is Jeff Roni and the host and co-host of the Red Ship Podcast have accepted an invitation to come into the Roni Zone. So I have Kidge and Aether Swift, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. I worried about it. I woke up at 2, practicing it over and over in my head to make sure that I said it right. I'm no good with spelling. I went to school in San Bernardino County. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, I got through that okay. So,
yes, good job.
Thank you. Well, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you.
Okay. So tell me how the decision to do a podcast came about. And Kidge, we'll start with you.
Okay. We actually just decided that over here too. So I think we discussed making a podcast about a year ago. We just threw around the idea, but we didn't really have an idea of what we would talk about. And then as this year progressed and we started listening more to various talk radio shows and I started listening to more podcasts myself, right as the Two Blind Squirrels did their Challenge Calls show, the 4-hour-long marathon, that sort of stuff, Aether Swift turned to me and was like, we should do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And it was just from there that we started discussing, you know, what would we talk about? We'd start talking about, you know, news sort of stuff and news from a Christian perspective. And then since we're geeks in our own right, we decided we would also talk about geek stuff too. So
okay,
threw it all together.
Cool. Aether Swift, tell me about, did you put out your first show or did you have a test show? What was that first show experience like?
Well, it was pretty ridiculous because at first I was really uncomfortable with the idea. As Kidge said, it took us a full year to actually get to doing it. But basically we were just like, okay, well, we'll just do it for fun at first and then see if anyone actually listens or likes it and catches on. And the reason that we waited so another reason we waited so long to start up is because I didn't feel like we had enough content, because we could talk about Christian geek stuff, but you still got, you've already got the Jesus geeks, mm-hmm. you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so as political tension started to get higher and higher in the country, I took an interest in that, and I was like, well, you know, that might be an interesting mix for a podcast if we talked about a Christian perspective on politics as well as, you know, a geek sort of stuff. And so once we had enough content, I felt comfortable to kind of begin that.
Okay. What, you know, that's, it's really cool to see all the different shows. You mentioned Jesus Geek, Two Blind Squirrels, and there's definitely other shows which have their own different bend and angle. And I think that's cool, because I think we all have something to say.
Absolutely.
You know, we're all Christians, but I think it's like someone looking at a activity. Everyone sees a different angle, and so we can all bring something different to the table. So you guys are married.
Yes. That's right.
Okay, tell us about the engagement story and all that. There's probably a couple ladies listening, and maybe some guys are interested, so tell me.
Well, we had been dating for about 3 years beforehand. We met at college. And we had both, when we first met, we both were dating other people,
mm-hmm.
but those relationships ended for one reason or another, and we started dating about 6 months after we actually met. And
he's telling the boring version.
Okay.
Okay, it's awesome. And from there, I proposed in July of last year. On July 14th, actually, because my favorite number is 7 and hers is 14.
Aw, how romantic.
Yeah. And then we got married in December.
Now, that's nice you remember the date. Okay.
Oh, yes.
You get points for that. But yeah. Now, Aetherswith, fill in the engagement story.
Well, it's fun how we met as well, because okay. there's been a controversy as to whether or not we actually met online. Because what happened was we both attended the University of Texas at Dallas, and we met each other actually on Facebook. There was a UT Dallas group for Campus Crusade for Christ.
Okay.
And so we found each other on there, and then after a few months we were talking on Facebook, and we eventually actually met at Campus Crusade for Christ at UT Dallas. So it's, you know, we hear people say, oh, I met, you know, my husband or whatever online, and it's just...
That's not true. We met on the Facebook group itself, and then I went over to your apartment and had a Halo tournament with you.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry. No.
Are we gonna have to have a word of prayer? Are we okay? Are we all right?
We're fine.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. Now you are not the only couple that has these types of discussions. So just, you know, but it's kind of funny. Yeah, my wife, I can pretty much, I say either use the force or maybe the Holy Spirit helps me, I don't know. But I can remember the first date, the first kiss date, and the wedding anniversary, which is 9/11. So unfortunately, that is easy to remember. So, but anyway, just good job on remembering the actual date. That's good.
Yay.
Okay. So a married couple doing a show, that, you know, parts of it, I would imagine do stir up a little dander here and there. So we'll start with softball. We'll start with nice, easy, and then we'll kind of okay. work up to that. Okay. So video games, you mentioned Halo, you know, kind of give me your top three best video games that you love the most.
Oh, dang.
Well, there's so many. Where do we start?
Okay, I mean, you can just kind of name maybe a couple.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a Star Wars classic.
Mm-hmm.
We both play World of Warcraft.
Okay.
I don't know if that would be considered a favorite or not. I know that's a really controversial game because people get addicted to it, but we both work full time, so we have a nice balance there.
Okay.
Before anybody judges us.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, one of my favorite games was Star Wars Republic Commando.
Okay.
The famous Star Wars game with no lightsabers.
Right.
Yes.
I've played, I think, just about all of the Star Wars video games, except for the newest Clone Wars one. And there's,
I haven't played that one either.
Yeah, and there's, you know, I don't have a Wii, so, you know what I mean? I mean, but for the most part, I have, and they all stank.
Yeah.
Like old socks, except for Knights of the Old Republic.
There you go.
And Republic Commando was pretty good. Lego Star Wars was also pretty good. So,
well, if you take Republic Commando, like, for what it is at the time that it was, it actually didn't hit very successfully. But if you take it for what it is, and like, actually, my degree is actually in video game development, and I use that for actually something different now. But so at the time, I was really into how the game was made and everything like that. And I guess the marketing wasn't very well, but if you take it for what it's worth, the AI at the time when it was released was far more advanced than anything we'd ever seen before.
Sure.
So that was something that I really enjoyed about it, was being able to command a squadron of NPCs that were actually really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't even seen the equivalent to that today. So
now, you know, World of Warcraft. Kitch, yes. I have never played this game.
Okay.
I've heard about it. There's people that say that once you buy it, quit your job, you know, leave your wife because you are never going to leave your house. kind of give me a brief snapshot of what is World of Warcraft.
Well, World of Warcraft, in its, you know, the basic definition, is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. For the full MMORPG.
So that's Latin for better than Star Wars Galaxy. Got it. Okay, go ahead.
Right. And but you play in a fantasy world developed by Blizzard, and you start out really small, you know, save this little village from a rat infestation, and then build up until the highest level where you have to essentially save the world from a lich trying to take over the undead masses and make the entire world his slaves.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It takes a long time to do some stuff and to get to the highest levels and that sort of thing. And you always get the feeling of, well, I can just do, you know, one more quest, or I'll just get one more level before I log out, or
right,
just one more thing. And that's where the time suck comes from. But you'd be asking the wrong person for that. My highest level character is 45, and Aether Swift has 2 level 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aww.
So she's got the high level ones.
Okay. All right. This is a judge-free zone. I am a rebel. God knows this. He knew this when I walked in the door. It sounds like to me World of Warcraft is a little like Final Fantasy, kind of.
Yeah, it is.
A little bit.
The main difference is that there's no real ending to World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Because you can always create another character.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these other people that you're playing with as well. Actual other human beings playing at their keyboards across the world that you can partner up and do different quests with, or go kill that bad guy over there or whatever.
Yeah, it is a really intriguing aspect. But yeah, it is very Final Fantasy-esque, but it reminds me a lot of the Tolkien worlds, like Lord of the Rings and such.
Now, speaking of Tolkien, you know, we can kind of toss in C.S. Lewis. Let's kind of talk about, and you kind of alluded to it already, let's talk about a Christian in 2009 being involved in pop culture. You know, we did talk about the people that would judge. What is your take on that? You enjoy video games, but you also love God. How do you put it all together?
Well, personally, I view video games just as a hobby, just like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
you can play a video game just like you can read a book or watch TV. You know, it's what you choose. I mean, if you choose to play a game that's full of profanity, you can do that with books and movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people automatically judge gamers just by things that they've heard, by different criticisms that might not apply to every game. And yes, I do. I acknowledge that some video games can be very addicting, especially World of Warcraft. And I don't encourage people to play that. You know, like if they do, I'd like for them to be warned and just, you know, not have an addicting personality and just, but I mean, it's not like it's a drug or something. I mean, you can do anything you want as long as you have self-control. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
I mean, you could get addicted to orange juice, you know?
Well, and there's a lot of other things that we know are on that internet thing that people have trouble with. Hey, Kitch, anything to add to
that? I would just say that, you know, branching off of what Aether Swift was saying, is that everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this entire culture, there's so much entertainment that our culture tries to fill us with. And if, you know, as Christians, we have to make the decision, okay, am I filling my time more with the stuff of the world, but losing my focus on God?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that line that I need to maintain a focus on God, but still able to know these things from the culture and maybe even enjoy them to a point and still be able to relate to other people that are entrenched with all this entertainment? And how am I able to communicate with those people effectively?
Okay. Excellent. Very good. I remember,
did I
pass? No, you did fine. A friend of mine, was telling me, actually a friend of my wife's, said that she actually has two, Facebook profiles. One is her Christian, quote-unquote, one. Her other is her gamer one. And she has noticed that she can be a light to the gamers. A lot of them completely disagree with her belief system. But she has, because of gaming, found connection points with them and has had some very incredible discussions. And so, you know, some people look at the game as evil. And I humbly submit that I think if Jesus was alive, he would say, if there are unsaved people there, you need to go there. You need to be there. You need to be a light. Instead of running from it and hiding to be a part of it. And there is balance, you know. I mean, there's got to be balance in the church as well. It's just balance. You got to be balanced. So,
yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, I think there are a lot of Christians, probably a lot more than people realize, who are gamers.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you're playing a game doesn't mean that you're cursing or involved in any sort of negative activity.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's just an assumption. But I'm really glad that you brought that up. And I completely agree that you can meet people in any sort of situation and bring the light of Christ there. And just as an example, I personally, over the year or two that I've been playing World of Warcraft, I've talked with many people about, you know, Christianity and all kinds of things. And I think a good reason for that is because people are a lot more open to talking online.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't feel like you're going to be judged by the person, you know, and
right.
So it's a lot easier to get into religious discussions online. And I've made, you know, several different friends, I mean, from all over the world, who are very open to talking about this stuff. And it's really amazing, some of the conversations that you can get into.
I just really feel, I feel this really strongly, that the internet is the final mission field. I really do.
That makes sense.
I
That's
feel
a great way to put it.
I feel that the church and missionaries have gone to many, many parts of the earth. Like them or not, TBN has kind of opened the door to, you know, Christian, quote-unquote, television around the world. And, you know, the final place is the internet. And unfortunately, you know, and I think it's a generational thing, that some of the older saints really don't feel like it's necessary. But I strongly believe that if Jesus was on alive on the earth today, he would say, if that's where the people are, you need to go there. And
I think Jesus would have a podcast.
I do. A Facebook page. You know, I mean, you know, Bill Maher, he's trying to email me right now. You know, he's just crazy. Oh, no, no. But no, I'm serious, you know.
Bill Maher's trying to email you?
I want him to be on my show just for 10 minutes. Just for 10 minutes. It's probably all he could stand. He just would laugh, and, you know. But I don't know. You know, one of the Bible stories that I read that really affected me the most was the one where Jesus was at a drunken party. Not the wedding, but a drunken party. And Peter, Mr. Brilliance, kind of was looking around and going, and then tapped Jesus and go, do you see the people that are at this party? And then Jesus goes, yeah, the people that need to hear what we have to say. And that really, it really affected me because I grew up in a church, very conservative, you know, stay away from this, don't dance, don't play cards. Basically anything that's fun, just don't do it. You need to come here and be bored with us here at church and listen to, you know, these long sermons and all this. And I realize that we are the light. And if we stay in the sunlight, we're really not doing much good. Around the other lights, we need to go where it's dark. And so I think it's I think that's one of the cool things that I really like about what you do is that you really create a connection point to gamers, you know. Some people aren't gamers and that's fine, but I mean there's Star Wars fans that are gamers. You know,
yeah.
So
cater them.
Sure, you know. When did you see Star Wars: A New Hope for the first time?
I saw it. I don't even remember the first time I saw it. We were both born after Return of the Jedi came out.
I'll forget. I heard you say that. Keep going.
And
I'm old. I was alive when TV was black and white. So go ahead.
Oh boy. So I know my parents, well, my mom specifically, had the original trilogy on VHS, and I watched those all the time. I tried to actually steal those when I moved out to college, but yeah, I just remember I would watch the entire trilogy. Couple times every year or so for as long as I can remember, actually. So I guess that's my answer.
Okay.
Well, I know all the Star Wars fans around the world are going to cringe when they hear me say this, but I actually saw The Phantom Menace first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My dad took me to see that when I was 12. It was a really big deal because I was raised in a very conservative household.
Sure.
And that was like the first like sci-fi movie I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I did take a liking to it because it was the first of that genre I'd ever seen. But, you know, as I saw the other ones, which was, you know, very quickly after that, I mean, obviously, you know, you can get a respect for the classics. So I'm not saying that, you know, I like the new ones better by any means.
Right.
My mom took me out of school when Phantom Menace came out.
Okay.
And I was like, I have a test today. And she's like, no, you're going to go see this with me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. It, you know, and I'm trying not to go off on a huge tangent, but sometimes people separate God from the popular culture, and we've been kind of alluding to it. But, you know, what's it like looking at the Star Wars films through a Christian lens? What's it like for you guys? You are listening to Roni's Own Radio. That was part one, and part two next week. Be sure to come back. There's more to come. See ya. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni's Own Radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.roniezone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. Everything costs money, and we want to offer this to you. It's a support page, support.ronizone.com. There's two ways that we would ask that you would help support us. One is just a PayPal link, and you can donate any amount you'd like through PayPal. The other way is to buy products from our other links to affiliates that we offer on that page as well. We really appreciate it. Everything costs money, and we want to continue to keep these shows free, so we offer this to you. Please visit our support.ronizone.com page to help support us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
He is starting to quote Star Wars.
Yay!
And he does it in character. Like, he quoted Luke Skywalker recently when my SUV broke down in the Target parking lot.
Oh, no.
And it was such a pain in the rear to fix it, and David had to have it towed because, I mean, he's a pretty good mechanic, but he couldn't fix this problem, not in the parking lot. So, but later on our way home, we were just so exhausted. It was like 9 o'clock at night, and we're on our way home after him crawling around under this SUV in the parking lot and getting his nice business clothes all oily and everything. He still retained the humor enough to turn to me halfway home and say, "Uncle Owen, this R2 unit has a bad motivator." And I said, "Hey, what are you trying to push on me? You know, you just earned your geek cred right there."
That's
by
a little
quoting
bit of
Star Wars.
Cred. Yeah, definitely.
He just laughed.
What would have been really funny is if while he was working on it, you should have been like, "Would it help if I got out and pushed?"
I could have, but at that moment,
probably not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Angela.
And when you're not listening to this glorious podcast, we would love to have you listen to ours, the Anomaly Podcast.
That's A-N-O-M-A-L-Y podcast.com.
This is Rick Moyer, the host of Take Him With You, the weekly podcast that's spiritual, not religious. If you're like me, I bet you could use some encouragement on a regular basis. So that's why I designed Take Him With You. Each week, I talk about TV shows, movies, gadgets, and my geeky life. I even talk about my faith. I play some cool music created in my studio, and I do contests and try to do something that encourages each and every person that listens every week. So won't you join me for Take Him With You, the podcast that's spiritual, not religious. Find out more at TakeHimWithYou.com or search on iTunes for Rick Moyer or Take Him With You. Now you have my personal invite, so I hope you download and take it with you today.
Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com. Roni's Own Radio is a proud member of the Christian New Media Group. You can find more information at cnmg.ronizone.com. And drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.